A new study has revealed a significant pay gap for senior Māori and Pacifica working in New Zealand's core public sector and in district health boards. New data obtained under the Official Information Act shows Māori and Pacifica are significantly less likely to be earning over $100,000 compared to other ethnicities. In the case of district health boards, they're 56 and 71 times less likely, respectively, to be earning over $100,000 compared to others. The study, published in the International Journal of Critical Indigenous Studies, aimed to identify the extent of ethnic pay disparities among senior management in the public sector. The key recommendations of the study include a review of human resources practices within the public sector and improved data collection. Dr. Heather Kame is the head of the Public Health Department at Auckland University of Technology. She says the findings are consistent with definitions of institutional racism, which must be named and changed.
Well, I imagine that they manage to get people in the door from time to time, but they're not being successful in retaining Māori staff and then promoting Māori and Pacific staff. So there's something that happens when Māori and Pacific workers enter those Crown agencies, and we need to find ways of being more supportive and allowing, creating a culture where Māori and Pacific workers can thrive and succeed in Crown agencies, because we need their input and advice and direction around how to reorientate some of these social services and to improve outcomes for all New Zealanders.
Dr. Kame says some form of intervention is needed to bring about change.
I think that allowing individual government departments being responsible or minding their own equal opportunity strategies doesn't seem to be getting a result. So I wonder whether we need to think about what we're doing centrally. But I think there's been a lot of ad hoc efforts, and I would like to see the implementation of the recommendation of the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination from 2017 that asked our government to develop a national action plan to eliminate racism. And a significant part of that needs to be how we're going to address institutional racism within the public sector. So we need a planned approach rather than an ad hoc, let's let people sort this out themselves, because they haven't sorted it out themselves. And we're decades into this problem, and it continues to impact on the career prospects of Māori and Pacific folks that want to be in the public sector and should be able to have every chance that everyone else does to succeed and flourish in that environment. But some of it is also likely to be about how our universities are still not producing proportional numbers of Māori and Pacific graduates. So we need to get sharper about our recruitment and retention of Māori and Pacific students, because we're often the source of where the workers come from to go to be in DHBs in the core public sector.
That's Dr. Heather Kame from the Public Health Department at Auckland University of Technology.